Teaching penmanship. As you prepare to become elementary school teachers, you'll be hearing a lot of discussion about the relevance of teaching penmanship, the quality of one's handwriting. Now, years ago, when I was studying education in college, reading, writing, and arithmetic were the basics of elementary school education. It went without saying that writing meant first and foremost penmanship, that is, the neatness of a child's handwriting. Back then, penmanship was often taught as a separate subject from the first grade right up through the sixth grade, long after the children had moved from writing in block capital letters to cursive script. It was considered so important that sometimes prizes were even awarded for the best handwriting. But when we move ahead a few decades into the 1980s, we see teachers and administrators and even parents telling us that teaching penmanship is a waste of time. With computers, they say, children can successfully manipulate the keyboard or mouse of their home computers before they can even hold a pencil. This change in attitude had an impact on the classroom. In your homework for this week, you'll be looking at what statewide curriculum standards in the U.S. say about penmanship. You'll see that in many states, penmanship has been de-emphasized in a required curriculum, especially in the later years of elementary school. In California, for example, the curriculum calls for fourth grade students to, and I quote, write fluently and legibly in cursive or grades. But after this, the curriculum makes no further mention of penmanship in grade 5, 6, or beyond. Any higher level of quality or neatness is simply not among the curricular objectives. Your assignment is to look at what the curricular standards say for all 50 states say about penmanship.